God's peace is always yours in Jesus Christ. Hear the word of God from John 6. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, from now on, give us this bread. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. Dear friends in Christ, bread sustains life. We call it the staff of life, the backbone of our diet. Bread is common, ordinary, daily food. Jesus taught, give us this day our daily bread. And the Catechism teaches us that our daily bread stands for everything we need to support this body and life, from the butcher and the baker to the candlestick maker. Without our daily bread, we'll starve. Which is why we should pray that unbelievers would be well fed. Not only do many of them provide food for us, but above all, we want them to live long enough to be fed with the good news of Jesus, their Savior, and live. You may remember that after God rescued the Old Testament people from Egypt, he fed them with a diet of manna, or bread from heaven, while they were in the wilderness. But they grew tired of trying to come up with new ways to eat manna. Manna burgers, manna casseroles, manna surprise, manna witches, manna cotti, manna muffins. And so they grumbled against God because of the lack of variety in their diet and wanted to go back to Egypt with its melons and leeks and onions and cucumbers. In his mercy, God doesn't give up on them, but keeps his promise and brings them into the promised land. Now the Bible says that when they entered the promised land, the manna stopped falling from heaven because they were in the promised land flowing with milk and honey. And the Jewish rabbis believed and taught the people that when the Messiah arrived, he would pour out manna or bread from heaven again. Now do you see the importance of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with 5 little barley loaves and 2 walleye? He was all but shouting, the manna from heaven is flowing again. Your Savior has arrived. But they didn't recognize him because they were so focused on their daily loaf of Wonder Bread, all of the material things of this life. Today, Jesus wants to move us beyond our daily bread to his eternal bread, from barley loaves to the real Wonder Bread. But in order to do this, Jesus has to break through 3 barriers in our lives and thinking. The first barrier is the barrier of our bellies. We love the belly God. Jesus said, do not labor for food that spoils, but for food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. The prophet Isaiah said the same thing. Why spend your money on that which is not bread, and your labor on things that do not satisfy? You see, there are 2 kinds of food, perishable food and eternal food. Perishable food is what refrigerators, freezers, preservatives, and expiration dates are all about. Even the manna in the wilderness had an expiration date, exactly 1 day, except on the Sabbath when it lasted 2 days. And if the people tried to store it an extra day, it turned foul and full of worms. Perishable food can only feed perishable life. Food for the stomach, and the stomach for food, said the Corinthians, who believed that what was life was all about. Let us eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. But the Apostle Paul warns that God will destroy both the the food and the eater without the forgiveness and life that only Christ can feed us with, which should put our bellies and our refrigerators back into their proper perspective behind Jesus Christ. The foods we eat don't last forever, and neither do the bodies that eat them. We worry about eating too much fat, high cholesterol, and sugar. Double cheeseburgers with bacon, cheesecake, and everything else on the dietary hit list. But in the end, we all still die. Even if we eat a perfect diet and sleep with the windows open, we all still die. Now, this doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to have your kids eat their vegetables, but it does mean that we need something more than healthy food to conquer death. And only Jesus, the bread from heaven, can do that. The vitalities and energies of perishable food cannot get you out of your grave alive. They don't conquer death. Our obsession with calories, cholesterol, and carbohydrates, fat, fitness, and fiber may help us live a bit healthier, a bit wiser, and a bit longer, but not necessarily happier. I tell my wife, leave the skin on the chicken and don't make that poor bird die in vain. And yet no amount of perishable food can give any of us eternal life. In the end, all of our calorie counting contributes nothing to eternal life. The wages of sin is death, and no amount of health food or supplements or even organic food changes that fact. You and I need a different food to live forever. You and I are oftentimes so concerned about eating our oatmeal because it lowers cholesterol, but we ignore God's living bread from heaven, the bread of Jesus Christ that we receive through the wonder bread of His Word. We're sometimes so concerned about don't drink a glass of wine that we're more concerned about that than we are the Lord's Supper that feeds us with forgiveness, life, and salvation. Eliminates God's wrath, gets us out of our graves alive when we die, will give us brand new bodies on the last day, and take us home to heaven. It is this food, the body of Christ, the bread from heaven, baked in the oven of God's wrath on Calvary's cross for our salvation. It is this fruit of Jesus' shriveled body hanging and dehydrating on the tree of the cross, that we can eat and never die. But if we are to eat this bread and live forever, there's a second barrier that Jesus has to break through, and it is that this bread is totally free. We oftentimes hear people say there's no such thing as a free lunch. Now, for earthly, perishable bread, that's probably true. You have to work. God told Adam in Genesis 3, by the sweat of your brow you shall eat your food until you return to the dust, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. And Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. But the bread that Jesus gives is totally free. Jesus said to his disciples, do not work for perishable food, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. You can't afford this feast, so don't even bother to reach for the credit card. You can leave home without it. Jesus picked up the tab. It is not the works that we do for Jesus, but the works that Jesus did for us that feeds us with forgiveness of every sin we ever did wrong. Righteousness that gives us access to God and to His heavenly kingdom. And this is all the free work of God. The Bible says this is the work of God. Okay, get ready for it. That you believe in the one He sent you. God God says to sinners, I forgive your sins and remember them no more. Chew on that spiritual food and live forever. Instead of counting calories, count on this, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting men's sins against them. Here, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest those life-giving words and Christ's life-giving meal. We often say you are what you eat, and that's actually not totally true. You eat broccoli, but you don't become broccoli. But it is true when we come to the supper of our Lord. As you eat the body of Christ, which checked out of his grave, out of his Good Friday tomb, and as you drink his blood that started flowing again through Jesus' body on Easter morning, you not only receive all of the vitalities and life of his forgiveness and resurrection, but as you partake of that holy food of Christ's body and blood, you are what you eat. You are made or solidified as a member of the body of Christ, risen to die no more. And finally, the third barrier that Jesus has to overcome to feed us with his life is the barrier of unbelief, to reject the real food that gives everlasting life. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. However, the gospel is open to opposition. You can reject it. God won't force feed you. Sadly, the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 wasn't enough to convince Jesus' followers that he really was the Savior of the world. They said to Jesus, what sign will you give us that we may see and believe in you? Now, they said that right after they had seen the sign of the feeding of the 5,000. But the people wanted proof, a sign, a miracle, even though he had just fed them with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. But if your faith is built on miracles alone, rather than on the one that the miracles reveal, then you're going to demand a continual diet of newer and bigger miracles to feed upon. Well, I'll believe in Jesus if he'll just show me a miracle. All right, and then he does. And then what? Well, I'll believe in Jesus if he shows me a bigger, bigger miracle. And then he does. And then what? Well, I'll believe in Jesus if he shows me a bigger, bigger, bigger miracle. The reality is, those people are just living on a diet of miracles, not on their Savior, Jesus Christ. And miracles won't save you. The Son of God bleeding to death on a cross and rising from the dead, that will save you. But not miracles in and of themselves. And if you rely on miracles for your salvation, your faith will shrivel and starve when the miracles quit coming. Jesus said, if they won't believe my words, they won't believe even if someone rises from the dead. If we trust Jesus only when he supplies today's miracles, quiets today's grumblings, and solves today's problems, how will we trust him with the really big things? The forgiveness of sins, life, salvation, resurrection, and heaven. To have our daily bread without Christ is materialism, folks. And if you attempt to live by bread alone, rather than by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord, you actually invite God to take away your daily bread in order to lead you to repentance for your sins and to hunger for the real bread, the bread of life, which a person may eat and never die. Many people are looking for life in their daily loaf of wonder bread, which is here today and stale tomorrow. Others are looking for life in the delicate croissants of material possessions. Others are looking for life in the pastries of passion. Still others chew the hard 10-grain bread of work, trying to make it to heaven by the performance plan. But in the end, all of those breads lead to death. But if you're starving to die and not stay dead, there is such a thing as a free meal. If your deepest hunger is for God to no longer be mad at you, if you're famished for a way out of hell, then Jesus says, I am the bread of life which came down from heaven, which a person may eat and not die. He who comes to me will never hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. Of all the ways that Jesus describes himself, this is the most basic to life, bread. Jesus is the true wonder bread, who has no expiration date, at least not until judgment day. And his bread won't grow stale. Jesus is bread with a capital B, and he gives life with a capital L and forgiveness with a capital F. He has in himself all the vitalities and energies of sin-destroying, grave-conquering, and devil-defeating bread. So how do we eat of this bread and live forever? Jesus said, man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Take and eat this bread, which is my body, and drink this wine, which is my blood, for the forgiveness of your sins. And he who believes in me will live, even if he dies. Talk about health food. You can't beat this bread. Parents, don't put your children on a parent-imposed diet of God's word and supper, simply because you, the parent, may have an eating disorder when it comes to God's word and are not hungering for Christ's forgiveness on Sunday mornings. May God rescue us from the disordered eating and digesting of his holy word and forgiving supper. Every week in this place, God feeds us with an all-you-can-eat buffet of his forgiveness, life, and salvation. And yet there's always 12 baskets full left over to feed us with throughout the week and next Sunday and the rest of our lives. Jesus is the manna from heaven in these end times days. He is God's bread come down from heaven to feed his end times people, the church, with the manna of his forgiveness, life, and salvation as we find ourselves wandering through the wilderness of this world. Between our baptism, the Red Sea of our baptism, and the final resurrection of our body and our entrance into the promised land of heaven flowing with divine milk and honey. He is the unleavened bread of the Passover, which causes the angel of death to pass over us. He is the living bread from heaven, born in Bethlehem, which means house of bread, to feed us with the food of angels. Himself. Right before we commune, we pray, give us this day our daily bread. And God's altar becomes the dinner table for the baptized family of God. It becomes the wedding feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. And the food that we partake of in the Lord's Supper is not just good, it's divine. In this place, he spreads a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And in full view of our enemies, we eat the food of Christ's body and blood that conquers those enemies. The fact that God called Jesus the bread of life is more than just a clever figure of speech from God. Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. The bread of life, Jesus, has come down from heaven for you, to feed you. With his promise, whoever believes in the Son already has eternal life and will not be condemned. When we feast on a regular diet of Jesus, his righteousness, his forgiving death, his victorious resurrection, his life-giving words, his sin-forgiving supper, we are finally given the fountain of youth and the holy food by which we conquer death and live forever. Today you have come to the bread of life, Jesus Christ, and he invites you to feed off of the life that he alone can give you. Believe it, chew on it, inwardly digest it. When Jesus says to you, this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day, then taste and see that the Lord is good.